This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Senate, for the first time, they've had the bill go before them, or variations of the bill go before them, about a dozen times over the last decade. They finally wound up passing decriminalization of small amounts of cannabis, and the governor has said that he would sign the bill.
Here.
And we're changing gears here to talk about the firing of one FBI director, James Comey.
Director. Yeah, so I have this story I brought in. I thought it would be, it's actually a really good, well-written one from Vox. And it's titled, "The Comey Firing Revealed, What is Real News and What is Propaganda?" Because as we've seen, there's tons of articles coming out about this. Each one kind of has their own specific narrative. So,
well, all you really need to know is James Comey was fired.
No, we want to know more. Come on.
Right, but everything else is pure speculation.
Not it's necessary.
All, okay, yeah, there's the statements from Jeff Sessions.
Right.
There's the statement from Rosenstein. I forget his first name. And
McCabe, was that the other one?
Then there's the statement from Donald Trump where he says, "I read the statements from Sessions and Rosenstein, and therefore you're fired." And now there's a bunch of speculation about why Sessions and Rosenstein said what they said. There's also, and one thing that I find hilarious, the Democrats, who several months ago were saying, James Comey didn't do his job investigating the Trump connection
to
Russia.
Let's get into the article. I kind of mentioned some of this.
Well, real quickly, there's one other point of view, and that's Trump's new position on why Comey was fired. And that's, so please go into that article, and I'll pull up one that is yet Trump's second reason.
So Trump's second reason has nothing to do with, "I read a letter from Jeff Sessions that suggested you be fired, so therefore you're fired"?
Completely not.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Well, jumping into this article from Vox, okay, it starts off saying, "To understand the challenges facing the media in the age of Donald Trump, consider how outlets have covered the sudden firing of FBI Director James Comey. Officially, the administration claims that the president lost faith in Comey over his handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe last year. There are plenty of reasons to doubt that explanation. The unavoidable fact is that Trump has just removed one of his chief political adversaries, the man leading the federal investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. This situation raises some common newsroom quandaries. How much should reporters push back on government narratives that don't seem to make much sense? How much context or interpretation should they add? Journalists deal with these dilemmas every day, often in subtle ways that are invisible to readers. But the Comey story offers a simple way to evaluate the media's judgment as well as its biases."
All right, so I'm curious about what these simple things are to determine whether or not I'm being biased by saying James Comey was fired. Here's what Donald Trump said. Because that's what I reported in the news a couple days ago.
You want the latest?
Well, this article just kind of gives you some hints and some tips of, right, like, things to take into consideration.
Let's go ahead with that, and then I'll
So they say, call it the Comey test. Pull up any story about James Comey's firing. Does it mention Russia in the first three paragraphs? Does it mention Russia at all? Or does it mostly regurgitate the administration's point of view? In a very, very simple version, does it give the Russian Russia angle more or less credence than the Russian state media does? In the scramble following Tuesday's announcement, most major news organizations highlighted the Russian angle high up in their stories. The New York Times, the Associated Press, CNN, and NPR all mentioned Russia in the first sentence of their reports. The New York Times even put Russia in its front page headline, Trump fires Comey amid Russia inquiry.
All right, so let's pause here because...
What you thinking?
Well, they ask a question that I don't really understand what they're asking. They say, in a very, very simple version... Does it, meaning the news story that you're reading, does the news story give the Russia angle more or less credence than Russian state media does? What does that even mean?
They go into it. I haven't gotten there yet.
I guess we'll just have to wait, Daryl.
Right, but, you know, like, normally questions have context, and when the context is two or three or five paragraphs later, that confuses people.
Okay, so other outlets downplayed the Russia connection, choosing instead to foreground the administration's claims that the firing was connected to the Clinton email investigation. The NBC News story doesn't mention Russia until the fifth paragraph. The ABC News story first quotes liberally from the administration's public statements, finally mentioning Russia in the tenth paragraph.
So should we not take the administration statement as the reason why they fired somebody?
Which administration statement, Daryl?
Yeah, the administrations make a lot of statements. Do you believe all of their statements?
Do you believe any of their statements?
Well, when they say, I fired this guy because he lied to Congress last week, then I tend to believe, you know, that might have just been the straw that broke the camel's back. Because, you know, there's always going to be extra straws on the camel's back. So, yeah, we could go back and look, you know what, he didn't replace that roll of toilet paper when he was an intern 27 years ago.
Yes, and the roll goes
not the
underneath,
reason.
Not over the top. That would be a firing offense
but,
for,
you know,
for
like,
me.
That's not listed among the reasons, so, you know, maybe we could go back and look at all of his employee reviews to see if he didn't, you know, buy the right kind of coffee 15 years ago.
Hmm.
So we can only go by, you know, without speculating, which is what all of these news outlets are doing.
Trump also said if he won the presidency, Hillary Clinton would be in jail.
Yeah, he also said that he would bomb the S out of ISIS, that that war would be over in 30 days, there'd be a wall on the border with Mexico, and Mexico would pay for it.
And
now
he was going to drain the swamp.
Yeah, he's draining the swamp so that he can pee in the swamp. But, you know, the war in Syria is still going on. The plan that he has to, quote-unquote, make Mexico pay for the border wall. I was actually listening to Mike Gallagher yesterday while driving to Concord. And Gallagher, who supports Trump, had a commercial opposing the border adjustment tax, which is Trump's plan on how to make Mexico pay for the wall.
Well, you'll have this.
Okay, so should I keep going here?
Go ahead.
Yeah, keep going.
It says, then we have the right-leaning news sites. Breitbart talks about Comey's Russia probe briefly in the 14th paragraph of its story, but there's no word of Russia at all in the breaking news stories from the Daily Caller, a site started by conservative pundit Tucker Carlson. Glenn Beck's website, The Blaze, hints vaguely at the investigation, telling readers that Comey has been assailed by the left and the right for his recent actions. The Fox News website offers an interesting example of how conservative media outlets often function in a breaking news cycle. Initially, Fox published a story that reminded readers right in the first paragraph that Comey's FBI, in quotes, has been investigating whether Trump's campaign had ties to Russia.
Now, let me just sort of make one more statement on this whole, you know, Russian influence of the election, because I actually read the FBI's report about the quote-unquote Russian ties.
Oh, really? What'd that say?
One of the examples that they gave of the Russian influence in the election, air quotes around that, was that RT America hosted a debate involving Libertarian and Green Party presidential candidates.
The smoking gun.
Yours truly.
The smoking gun.
I'm the Russian Russian interference in the election because I was in the debate on RT America. I am Russia's interference in the election. Thank you very much, James Comey. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3. 1-800-795-7733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And before we get back to the Trump Comey story about what's true, what's false, which version of the Trump administration statement do we believe, I want to make sure that I tell you about the absolute best pillow that you will ever use. You don't believe me? Well, you've got 60 days to try it risk-free. I'm talking about my pillow. Well, you can't come have mine. You can get your very own My Pillow that is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Mine does that for me. I've been using it for close to a year, and it is the best pillow I've ever used. And unlike a regular pillow that has collected a lot of dead skin and dirt over the years, you can take your My Pillow, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it doesn't become fire starter. It's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at a half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com. Code FTL. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, we have a mayor's election coming up October 3rd here in Albuquerque, and
okay.
I know that we will have two elections because we have 10 people on the ballot, and they have to get 51% of the vote in order to win. That means that we're going to have a runoff. And so it's going to be a lot of work for all of us. So I think I'm just going to vote the first time just to get my guy in as the top two candidates.
Okay.
And have everybody else bash it out.
Who's your guy?
That doesn't really matter.
Well, come on, Daryl. Who are you voting for and why?
Well, no, the reason I say it doesn't matter is outside of the greater Albuquerque metro area, it doesn't make a difference who is running for mayor of Albuquerque.
Right.
But I've got questions for Sarah.
Right, but I do too, and I want to hear who she's supporting. She can give a little plug, right?
Yeah, I want
to. No problem, and I want to hear Sarah's thoughts behind why she's voting for this person. So, Sarah, could you answer that?
Okay, I've been overruled.
Then we'll get,
Sarah, you get to answer their question if you want. Or
you can just
tell them that a vote is a private thing and you're not going to publicly state who you intend to vote for.
So, Daryl.
Well, the thing is, you know what? I want to know. I only want to vote one time. But my question is, do you think I should just wait until the two final candidates? Or do you think I should just vote early so I could get my guy to be the last two candidates? Which one do you think is more important?
Well,
a lot of people are just going to wait until they
vote for your guy. Definitely vote for your guy.
I'm with Heather on that. I think it's a great opportunity when you have more than two choices on a ballot.
Yeah. Yes.
And so frequently we don't have that. So, yeah, Sarah, get out there, vote. Vote for who you believe in. That's perfect.
Right. So now, instead of, you know, because this sort of voting system that we have where you get to vote for one, there's 10 people running for mayor. You vote for one, and somebody must get a majority. So that's going to lead to a lot of people buying into this thing called the wasted vote theory. I really like the Green Party candidate and the Libertarian Party candidate, but they're not going to wind up being one of the top two,
so
I'm
going to
pick from the Republican or the Democrat. So wouldn't it be better if we had a different voting system to where you could express an opinion about every candidate and not only have to just choose one of them?
Well, the thing is, that's the system we got now in Albuquerque, so the vote is going to get split 10 different ways.
Right.
I
understand that, Sarah. I'm talking about, you know, in a hypothetical, would it not be better if there was a better election system?
Like, if you could go and there were 10 people on the ballot and you could number 1 through 10 who you like best and who you like least.
Oh, I'm just thinking of approval voting that is much simpler to implement.
Well,
to where
didn't Maine just pass in this most recent election the tiered voting?
Maine did adopt ranked choice for certain elections, and they're trying to figure out how they're actually going to implement it because they're going to have to completely reprogram all of the voting machines because voting machines aren't designed to deal with ranked choice voting. At least not the voting machines in the U.S. However, it would be very simple to go to approval voting of one person to be elected, vote for all that you approve of.
Right.
And then you get to basically vote yes or no on each candidate.
But so go ahead, Sarah. I'm opposing your idea because it's so much aggravation trying to figure, it's so complicated as it is trying to figure out what I'm doing with this election. Because it's so much work. You have to analyze and research all of the 10 candidates, and you have to pick one of them. Okay, that's enough work trying to vote one time. And then if you got your favorite guy and somebody that you really don't want in, you got to go down and do another work and vote again. So it's
I'm not advocating for keeping this runoff system. What I'm advocating for is, Sarah, when you're going through the list of 10 candidates, you're like, you know what? I really agree with these three candidates that want to wind up taxing everybody not named Sarah.
Right.
And you could then, under what I'm proposing here, you could vote for all three of the people that want to tax everyone not named Sarah.
Right. Yeah, or one person supports sugar tax, one person supports high-speed rail.
Oh, the high-speed choo-choo.
And one person wants to stop. Red light cameras. There you go. But that's the idea, Sarah, that there are other systems of voting that would have you only have to vote once. But the person with the highest average or highest total, how they count it could be the one who would win. So,
look up ranked choice voting, Sarah.
Yeah, maybe that's like I understand like the top three rankings, but if you were to rank like the seventh or something, I'm so confused.
Well, you could just ranking.
Yeah, you could just not. You know, you could pick the top one and be done with it, or you could pick the top three or the top ten.
That's the beauty of these alternative voting systems, to where you do get to express opinions on more than just one person. And if you only want to express an opinion on one person, you're still free to do that. Sarah, thank you for the call.
For actually researching all of the candidates before voting. I think more Americans should adopt that behavior.
Let's get back into the story here about the Comey firing and what Vox is saying is the real news, separating that from the propaganda, although they've not really done anything other than looked at how far up into or how far down into the story Russia is mentioned.
So jumping back into this, we were talking about the Fox News website story. It says the story appears to have been influenced by a report from the Associated Press. Oh. And it was quickly buried on the site later Tuesday evening with articles that mostly parroted the administration's official narrative. For a while, the top story on the site was an analysis piece that explained at length the issues with Comey's Clinton investigation without once pointing out that Comey had also an ongoing investigation of the Trump campaign.
And we'll continue. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In studio is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the Comey firing.
Mm-hmm.
Vox.com has a story that they claim is revealing what is true and what is fake news about the Comey firing. But so far, all they're really doing is analyzing how far into news articles Russia is mentioned.
Right. Can I hop in here? Because, I mean, we are sort of saying the same thing over and over, which is this agency said Russia in the first paragraph, this one said it in the ninth, and this one changed from the first to the ninth.
Right.
So meanwhile, Trump comes out today, and this was reported by CNN and lots of other folks. Trump, I was going to fire Comey regardless of DOJ recommendation. President Donald Trump said Thursday he'd already
this a Twitter post?
No, this was an interview.
Okay. Well, he speaks in Twitter posts.
I know that. And they're wonderful. They're great. They have excellent words. They have wonderful words.
All the words. The best words. He's Harvard educated. He knows all the biggest words.
Right. So Trump comes up. President Trump said Thursday that he had already decided to fire ousted FBI Director James Comey before Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein wrote up a formal recommendation to do so. I was going to fire Comey, Trump told NBC News Lester Holt in an interview. Regardless of the recommendation, I was going to fire Comey. The White House initially said Rosenstein's memorandum to Attorney General Jeff Sessions prompted Trump to fire Comey, but Trump contradicted that account, saying he had already planned to do so and requested a memo to back up his decision. So here we have a whole nother spin on the whole thing that wasn't brought about by the media. It was brought about by Trump. Trump's firing of Comey sent a wave of criticism the White House's way, with Democrats and some Republicans on Capitol Hill questioning the timing of the firing, which came as the FBI's investigation into potential coordination between Trump campaign associates and Russia heated up. So there you go, Daryl. I mean, here's the next spin, and it's not coming from the fake news or the real news. It's coming from the White House.
Right. And again, those, you know, ties to Russia and, you know, the Russian influence in the election is RT America, which is the English language version of RT, which is Russian state media. RT America held a presidential debate with Libertarian and Green Party candidates. That's the Russian interference in the election, is they held a debate that the American media was too scared to hold.
Right. And Trump goes on to say, and this is what I keep seeing in headlines, Trump sharply criticized Comey in the interview as, quote, a showboat and a, quote, grandstander, and argued that Comey had thrown the FBI into, quote, turmoil. So that's the spin it's getting now from the White House.
Well, let's say that it is like, you know, there was some, like, Russian interference. I wonder how Putin feels now that he went and bombed Syria.
I saw a great meme, and it had, like, a picture of Vladimir Putin, like, with a beret and a little pencil pen mustache.
Oh, yes, it's meet the new FBI director, French immigrant, Vladimir Putin.
Poutine.
I just thought it was great. Yeah, I know. I immediately thought, all right, we're going to Canada for some gravy surprise.
So, skipping down in this article just a little bit, they do mention a Pew survey from last year. So, if you've got that pulled up, Heather.
Yeah.
What's that paragraph about the Pew survey?
The Pew survey from last year.
When Americans complain about media bias, they often imagine that the problem has to do with the creep of opinions into quote-unquote straight news stories.
Yeah. In a Pew survey last year, 59% of the public said the news should present the facts without interpretation. It says it's true the news outlets these days increasingly seek to help readers understand current events by injecting analysis and perspective. But a situation like the Comey firing illustrates how even just presenting the facts requires an act of news judgment.
Right. So it seems as though Vox is trying to make a news judgment of their own about how people should present the facts.
I mean, it definitely has that twist. And then it goes on to say, too, where it says, it's a fact that Comey was in charge of investigating possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. In this case, most of the mainstream media decided that the Russia probe was one of the most important things for readers to know about James Comey. But some outlets downplayed this information, while others ignored it completely in favor of emphasizing the administration's own rationale, which we apparently have a couple of those. For firing Comey, that removing him restores public trust and confidence in the FBI.
So let me just go on record as saying that I've never had any trust or confidence in the FBI. James Comey being fired doesn't restore my trust or confidence. Naming whomever to direct the FBI is not going to give me any trust or confidence in the FBI. This is a group of thugs that ran child porn websites so that they could wind up putting malware on people's computers.
Right, and has a history going back to its formation during World War I, Daryl, am I right? Right around World War I, of being used as a political tool by Democrats, by Republicans. This has been going on for decades. So to believe, folks, if you believe that the FBI is this impartial portion of the Department of Justice that's not swayed by who happens to be in control of D.C. at any given time, you're sadly mistaken.
Yeah,
now, the second entity that I have zero faith in, and that's all we're talking about is the main
federal government.
Well, yeah, that one too, but no, but the mainstream media. So this is Vox, and Ezra Klein has, you know, built a pretty cool sort of left-leaning website after he leaves the Washington Post. And I'm sorry if you're getting your news spoon-fed to you from the major media companies, you're always going to have spin. It's always going to be jockeyed left or right, depending on who wants what message to go and change your mind.
You know what? I just thought of something that I can trust the FBI to do. I'm confident that the FBI will foil their next terrorist plot that they wind up creating themselves.
That, I think you're right.
Because they foiled all of the ones that they've created previously. They've got a perfect record.
You're right.
Well, the other thing that's ironic is that Russia actually tipped off the FBI about the Marathon bombers. And called and like specifically gave us information about them being radicalized because they were going over to Russia. And so they tipped off the FBI. The older brother was interviewed by the FBI and was apparently put on some FBI watch list for about 6 months and then magically, you know, disappeared. And they stopped watching him despite the fact that you have Russian, you know.
Right. It's a bad hombre.
Yeah, exactly.
In the words of Donald Trump.
Ironically, every other.
Do hombres come from Chechnya?
What?
Some do.
Okay.
And then mysteriously, two of the FBI agents that were working on, that were involved in the arrest of the Marathon bombers fell out of a helicopter out at sea. I thought that was kind of crazy.
Was Hans Hermann Hoppe flying that helicopter?
Maybe it's just because I'm...
Libertarians in the audience will get that joke.
Nice.
Apologies if you don't understand the joke.
And if I'm extra critical of the FBI, you have to forgive me because, as I've mentioned before on the show, I'm from Massachusetts where we've had, like, FBI crime bosses and stuff like that, like the Bulger family. If you've... There was, was it called Black Mass? Was the movie with, like, Johnny Depp and whatever.
I didn't see
they
never heard of it.
They remade the movie about Whitey Bulger.
I don't watch a lot of movies.
Yeah. I think it's called Black Mass.
And they give you a hard time because they're like, well, Whitey Bulger, that's just Massachusetts news. That was national news. That guy was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list for
I never heard of
decades.
The guy until I moved to New Hampshire.
Yeah, and
really?
His brother was the president of the Massachusetts State Senate. So the Whitey Bulger is in jail now for like killing 19 people.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that
crazy,
they know
crazy.
Of.
Crazy.
And Comey got fired.
So does this restore your trust and confidence in the FBI, knowing that James Comey is no longer in charge, or are you still not trusting and confident that they'll do anything other than be corrupt? Because that's what they do best. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them. I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And changing gears from James Comey to some people that are borderline commies, California. Apparently, the governor out there wants a lot of money to fight Donald Trump. Now, this could mean a lot of things. It could mean that he wants to rent the Bellagio Sports Arena or the MGM Grand and, you know, like have Dana White from the UFC organize a thing, set up an octagon, and then Jerry Brown and Donald Trump step into the octagon with the black gloves, and then they, you know, wind up punching each other until one person gets knocked out or submits.
I just had this visual of both of them shirtless. Just not good.
I kind of had the thought the other day of, like, you know, being a libertarian and supporting the non-aggression principle. Is it, like, a bad thing that I still enjoy UFC fights?
Well, that is mutual combat.
It is, and it's consensual.
Yeah, that's basically what mutual combat...
Consensual aggression is okay, then.
Mutual combat is perfectly allowed within libertarian philosophy.
Cool.
So, that's one way that they could fight... The other way.
Not what Jerry Brown has
probably,
in mind.
Probably what Jerry Brown has in mind is, let's go to court and throw money at lawyers, and then my lawyers talk to your lawyers in front of another lawyer wearing a dress, and then that lawyer says some words, and then another lawyer in a dress decides if that lawyer was right.
Yeah, something like that. This comes to us from Reuters. The title of this story.
I'm so glad you pronounced it correctly.
It's all right. California governor proposes more money to fight Trump. California Governor Jerry Brown on Thursday proposed a funding increase for the state attorney general to create more than 30 new positions dedicated to combating President Donald Trump's policies.
Which policies?
We'll get into that.
Okay.
Democratic attorneys general in states across the country have assumed lead roles in opposing some of the Republican president's agendas. state attorneys general in Washington and Hawaii successfully sued to block Trump's executive orders restricting travel from some Muslim-majority countries.
Hawaii, you know, that state that our attorney general of the United States federal government referred to as, quote-unquote, an island in the middle of the Pacific.
It is. Actually, well, it's a couple islands.
It's 8 islands officially, although the actual chain has about 259, although most of those are in another American overseas territory. Yeah.
But there is an island of Hawaii, but not to be misled by Daryl or led astray. State attorneys general in Washington and Hawaii successfully sued to block Trump's executive orders restricting travel from some Muslim-majority countries. And California Attorney General Xavier Becerra has pledged to defend the state's environmental standards and health care access. Brown has been particularly outspoken against Trump's policies. In budget revisions released on Thursday, Brown's office proposed a $6.5 million increase for California's Department of Justice, enough to fund 31 positions to address, quote, various actions taken at the federal level that impact public safety, health care, the environment, consumer affairs, and general constitutional issues, unquote. The department has expended over 11,000 hours of legal work in response to federal issues since Trump's inauguration in January, according to the governor's office.
11,000 hours
of legal
work.
Jesus.
In, what, 2.5 months?
Yeah.
So January 20th, so January, February, March, April. So 3.5 months.
Yeah.
11,000 hours. That's a lot of hours because they say that to become an expert in a field, you need to put in 10,000 hours. So, you know, like, yeah, that's a lot of work.
It is. Brown's proposals would have been approved by would have to be approved by California's legislature, which is dominated by Democrats.
So one way, and there are several ways, I want to sort of, you know, bring this back to something that a caller previously, Sarah, had talked about, where she was talking about elections and, you know, like somebody's got to get 50%. In California, they've got this weird system of elections that they call a top two.
Right.
It's an open primary. Top two. So the claim was it'll get more people involved in the elections because in the primary you can vote for anybody regardless of your party. And then the top two candidates go on to the general election and you cannot write anybody in.
Right.
The only exception to that is the office of United States President, where there can be more than two parties on the ballot, and under certain circumstances, somebody can be written in. For U.S. Senate last year in California, there were two Democrats on the general election ballot.
You like the Democrat, or would you rather have the Democrat?
Right. And then when you look at the legislative races, you know, there's also the gerrymandering. And even though California has one of these independent redistricting commissions, there's still some wheeling and dealing to where, you know, there are certain seats that are safe, certain seats aren't safe, and it's a compromise game. And then, again, vote for anybody you want to in the primary, and then you wind up getting to vote for one of two Democrats in a Democratic safe district, one of two Republicans in a Republican safe district, and Republican or Democrat in other districts. And you might get to vote for a Libertarian or a Green Party candidate. Asterisk, the only time that's ever happened, one of the major parties did not file a candidate for the primary.
See, there you go. That's all it takes. At the press conference, Brown repeatedly expressed the need to fight the Trump administration on health care reforms under discussion in Washington. The potential loss of funds for the state's Medicaid program alone would be enough to fund the University of California system for a year, Brown said.
No, you cannot fund the University of California system with your Medicaid funds.
I mean,
Those are two separate. No.
He's saying the amounts happen to match up.
I know the amounts happen to match up, but the analogy that is being given, you cannot put.
And the narrative that is being given is that both of these are now in danger because of Donald Trump. That's what Jerry Brown
said. And
saying.
I don't think we should be cutting like any type of funding that goes towards American infrastructure before we stop start cutting funding that goes to destroying infrastructure in other countries? Like, you know, why don't we stop dropping bombs and start building schools or, you know what I mean? Like, be more productive.
Well, because, one, that would almost make sense, but two, you know.
Well, that's how you know that this government is run by, like, domestic terrorists, essentially,
and
because they're taking the money and they're shoveling it out to other nations. I mean, God, we give so much foreign aid and all this other stuff. And then you look at schools in, like, Detroit and, like, you know, some of these inner city schools that are just falling apart. Like, I've gone online and seen pictures, and it's like there's mold growing in government-run schools.
But Detroit doesn't have oil up under their middle school. Right. Otherwise, they'd get some freedom.
Right, and I think what people get caught up in is this belief that, you know, I can't believe Trump did this, or I can't believe Congress or the Senate did that. And I don't believe for a second that any of these puppets are, you know, pulling their own strings. They're not. There are people in the world that have more power and more money than I'm talking about the big bankers, and I'm talking about the military-industrial complex and things
like
that.
Yeah, but what gives them the money? Compliance.
Well, no, they control, they can steer foreign policy, they can steer domestic policy in whatever way profits them the most.
So
if war in Syria happens to be great for United Technologies or for Boeing, and they throw billions of dollars at Washington politicians and bureaucrats, then guess what? That's where we're going to war.
Right, and then, you know, the CIA, they're doing this sort of con game to where they're funding both sides and equipping both sides to where they're going to win regardless.
Right, and when it gets too obvious, they have the CIA-backed rebels fighting the Pentagon-backed rebels, which actually happened. I'll finish this up.
Yeah, let's finish this up real quick.
Given that backdrop, Brown said Bacara deserves, quote, some latitude in pursuing litigation. A spokesman for Bacara could not be immediately reached for comment. Brown's budget also proposed a $15 million increase to expand legal services for immigrants seeking assistance securing legal status in the United States and fighting deportation.
So if I've not heard previously good arguments for California secession, I think this is one of them. Because then, think of all the money they could save in not having to take Donald Trump to court.
Exactly. Go ahead. San Andreas gives way and you end up your own country anyway, just take that step.
Cal-exit or Cal-leave-fornia. Just, you know, let us up here in New Hampshire wind up seceding as well. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.